Squiggy's going to go take a shower now. He'll be back in 3.5 minutes. Anyway, the boys and I are going to do a little instrumental number for you. And we work real hard on it, and we hope it shows. Ready, boys? One, a two, a one, two, a three.
Ladies and gentlemen, and that buzz too. Tonight is my best friend and professional partner's birthday, Lenny Kosnowski. Let's hear it for him.
It's not.
It's a surprise.
My birthday's in the month of October. Thank you very much.
Well, that's why it was a surprise.
We'd like to get on with the number, all right?
What difference does it make? This is your birthday, and I want to give you a present that has a lot to do with this lousy number you've been doing. Well, as a present, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm too nice a guy to you. But I figured, you know, I've been listening to this instrumental for too long now, and I say what it needs is words, as any instrumental needs.
Thanks. You wrote words for my instrumental.
Yes, I did.
That's a treat. Thank you.
It is a treat, Mr. Ippity Pippity. It's a treat for you, and it's a treat for me, too, because I've decided to dedicate these words I wrote to your instrumental to you.
Well,
that's who.
Thank you very much.
Don't touch me. I hate when you do that.
Sorry.
I get repulsed.
Well, I mean, I just like to take a little time to look at it before we do it
Listen, telling you, Lenny, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, it's got everything we ever wanted in a song. I mean, it's funny. It's serious. It's dramatic. And it tells a story that the world has been longing to hear.
Squiggy's Wedding Day?
Yeah, well, that's the title. But the rest of it is great, too.
Well,
why don't you give it a try? Just sing the part
that
says Lenny. That's
all
you need to know.
It's all not promising, but I'll try.
I know, all right.
Okay, let's try it again, guys. One, two. You know, if this wasn't dedicated to me, I wouldn't even give you the time of day, you know that?
I know. Went to a wedding at the city hall, and everybody came to stare. The cats and chicks was having a ball, and all the Squiggy's friends were there. The old Big Papa and the Duke of Earl both started twisting with a college girl. Boney Maroney in the whole buffet.
The joint was jumping at Squiggy's wedding day.
Wedding
day.
Bride, wedding veil hanging on her head. The best man stood there by her side, and his name was Mr. Ed. Well, Speedy Gonzales and Barbara Ann, the great pretender and his wife Jan, Eddie, my love, and the little blue man, short, fat Fanny and Peter Pan, President Eisenhower.
Wait
made it
a
too.
Second. Wait, hold on a minute. Stop.
Blue.
Wait.
They
stop.
All came with the hair on. What happened?
Well,
you're doing fine.
No.
Why are you so shy?
Well,
Betty Lou.
Where am I in this song?
You're all over this song. You're the guy that goes, Squiggy's wedding day.
Now,
Betty Lou took
a... Right!
Yell at him. He's doing the best he can.
Look, I want to know why I'm not at your wedding.
I can't believe it. You teed off of me on account I didn't invite you to a song? How selfish can you be?
Invited the Duke of Earl.
The Duke of Earl happens to be a very important record.
President Eisenhower is no record.
Yeah, I know that. But he was running out of names, and I figured I'd invite him. Maybe he won't show.
I just figured that maybe, you know, I was your best friend. I could probably, you know, I could be your best man here.
What, are you crazy? We got Mr. Ed for that.
He's a talking horse.
Yeah, but that's what makes this a novelty number.
Well, why can't I be in it? Why couldn't I be in it? What was so
right.
tough?
Okay, you want to know the truth why you
yeah.
can't be in? And I'll tell you why you can't be in. Because you're not famous. I mean, look at the people I got going to this wedding here. Speedy Gonzales is famous, right? Great pretender, famous. Short, fat Fanny, practically a legend. But Lenny Kosnowski, nothing. Nobody's heard
well,
of
him. Well, okay, maybe I'm not a household word.
You certainly aren't.
But nobody's ever heard of you either.
What, are you crazy? Read the title of the song. It's Squiggy's Wedding Day.
I'm the star of the whole song. I mean, if it wasn't for me, these records would have no place to hang out.
I just don't know why I can't. Well, could I sing a little bit more in it then? Let me just sing the harmony part here.
Ugh, I hate harmony. All it is singing the melody wrong.
Please, please. I mean, it is my birthday.
All right, throw that up in my face.
One, two, one.
Drunk a rock and a punch. The purple people eater brought a picnic lunch. And old Rockin' Robin gave the bride away.
Got ate by a cat at Squiggy's wedding.
Unbelievable.